How legitimate are those whistleblower claims, and is the essential accusation that they were told to slow walk it so it wouldn't hurt President Biden politically? Is that the crux of the accusation there?
Some of it is slow walking, but there's, you know, certain messages, text messages that they have in some of the testimony that gets more at Joe Biden potentially, or Hunter claiming that Joe Biden was sitting next to him as he's sending these text messages with a Chinese businessman. So there is some new information that they're coming forward with. And they are sort of claiming that they were limited in the years of taxes that they looked at. So there is, you know, some legitimacy, but ultimately it's up to the prosecutors to decide what to prosecute.
You know, Matt, for years, President Biden's critics, particularly Republicans, have been zeroing in and very much focused on Hunter Biden, his son. When did this begin, and why go after the president's son? What is it about him and their relationship, and what are they out to try to prove?
I mean, it seems to have its roots really in 2019 and 2020.
But always that same thing. President Trump made a totally unsubstantiated claim about Hunter Biden and his father.
In the lead up to the 2020 election, with President Trump and his allies really focused on Hunter and casting him as somebody who's traded on the family name and profited from foreign business deals.
It's not unsubstantiated, you crooked son of a gun. It's 100%.
And suggested, without too much evidence, that Joe Biden somehow was giving a wink and a nod to a lot of the deals, and that the Biden family has enriched themselves off of Joe Biden's political career.
And Hunter was not too smart. Hunter. He goes in, he has a meeting, he walks out in his fund with $1.5 billion.
So that's been kind of what Republicans have tried to focus on.
You know, Matt, it's really interesting thinking about the Hunter Biden dynamic as essentially being a line of attack, that he has used his relationship with Joe Biden to enrich himself. When you think about who was in office before, Donald Trump, who, you know, did a lot of things that were unprecedented regarding his business dealings. He didn't divest, you know, when he was in office, and that was very much out of the norm for a sitting president.